Tips to minimize your taxes. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, how can you minimize the amount you may pay on your income tax? Rod Bain reports.
Perhaps you have heard this sound plenty this time of year.
Ah!
That is probably you or someone you know trying to file their income taxes, and perhaps not liking the result. But as two University of Tennessee Extension financial experts note, there are some ways to minimize your tax burden. And Barry says it all comes down to knowing what changes have been made to tax laws from the previous year. For example,
the exemption, that's based on the number of people that are supported by the taxpayer. Each exemption will reduce the taxable income by $3,950 in 2014. And so it can only be claimed by one person. So if you're claimed by somebody, you cannot take that exemption for yourself.
Likewise, there's deductions, the day-to-day personal living expenses that can reduce your income amount subject to taxes.
So the standard deduction also changes every year, and for this 2014 tax year, this will be $6,200 for single taxpayers.
And Barry says also don't forget to take advantage of tax credits you may qualify for as well.
And some of those include the earned income tax credit. And of course, every year, people that qualify for those, they change because based on their income levels, they're adjusted each year. And so for this year, the earned income tax credit for somebody filing with no qualifying children, the income must be less than $14,590.
UT Extension expert Dina Wise says another important tip to minimize your taxes.
Make sure that you maximize contributions to an IRA or to a 401k or some kind of tax sheltered or either before tax or after tax protection savings.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.